All right, here's where we are, folks, based on recent interviews and some sources and also just observing open source intelligence. Here's where I think we are. The collapse of the Republic is upon us. The collapse of the banking system is imminent. And the reason the tyranny is so out of control is because the cabal in power, they know the collapse is here. They can't prevent it. They're now trying to silence as many voices as possible and position themselves as being on the top of the heap as the collapse runs its course. So basically, the reason they're jailing all these J6 people and just keeping them in jail is to stop them from speaking. The reason they're desperately trying to shutter InfoWars is to silence Alex Jones and all of his hosts there at InfoWars. The reason that they're engaged in extreme censorship against organizations like my own is for that same reason. They desperately need to control the narratives now as the collapse runs its course. And I no longer even think that this is about collapsing the dollar and trying to get everybody moved over to CBDCs. My assessment right now is that the CBDC system is just not ready. And what the people in power now realize is that the collapse is going to go Mad Max. They thought, I think that they thought for a while that they could transition it. They could do a slow, like a controlled demolition. They could transition it over into a CBDC, a digital currency, new currency banking system. And they could just slowly wind down the infrastructure of energy and then like slowly get everybody moved over to electric vehicles that can be monitored and remotely shut down and so on. They thought they could manage this controlled demolition, and they were wrong. And now they've come to the realization that the collapse is accelerating beyond their control. There are something like 63 banks that are on the verge of collapse, according to the FDIC, right now. That number is going to be hundreds of banks by the time you factor in the commercial real estate collapse that's happening, because interest rates remain much higher than they were when those banks initially made loans or took deposits from people and then reinvested those deposits in long-term treasuries and things like that. The banks are insolvent, hundreds of them across America. They are insolvent. The dollar, it's done. Now, I don't mean tomorrow, but the future of the dollar is done. The dollar will go to zero. And all these people saying, well, I'm not that concerned about the dollar. It's still the global reserve currency. Yeah, all that changes later this year with the BRICS nations and the rollout of the BRICS currency. And you have, you know, Saudi Arabia embracing BRICS Plus. And you have even recently Thailand saying that they're going to embrace BRICS Plus soon. It'll be Turkey. You know, believe it or not, at some point it'll be Germany. Because Germany's economy has been ruined by the West and the lack of energy because the U.S. destroyed the Nord Stream pipeline. Germany, if it is to have any future, it has to actually jettison its alliances with the West and start getting energy from Russia and start using international settlement systems from the BRICS nations. And there are people in Germany that understand that. And whether or not those people come to power and end up running the country, I guess, is anybody's guess. But if Germany doesn't do that, it will be destroyed. But you've got the deliberate takedown of energy infrastructure in the United States, the takedown of the food infrastructure as well, massive sabotage operations that are targeting food farms, chicken farms going up in flames, and so on. On top of that, as I recently interviewed Dr. Murakami out of Germany, Japan, that's not a German name, Dr. Murakami from Japan, he is warning about this new bioweapon, which is a self-replicating payload of a bioweapon system disguised as an mRNA vaccine, but it replicates from person to person to person, or at least feasibly, it could do that, exponentially growing, infecting everybody, spreading spike protein like a bioweapon all over the world, human to human, unstoppable. It will never run its course and then be gone. And this is about to be introduced in Japan to be injected into people this October. Think about that. A month before the election. The banking collapse may begin to happen before the election. I would be surprised if we don't have at least a few banks collapse before the election. And understand that the cabal that's in power, they have a plan, even if Trump wins the election. Now, obviously, they have lots of plans to stop Trump or even to stop the election if they have to. But if all those plans fail and somehow the election takes place and somehow Trump overcomes all the ballot machine cheating and stuffing, the ballot stuffing, the, you know, the mules, all the different methods that Democrats use to cheat and to count the same ballots over and over and over again until they get the results they want. So obvious that the 2020 election was stolen. But if Trump manages to overcome that, they have a post-election plan to destroy America before Trump is sworn into office. And that plan involves the activation of the 500,000 plus enemy combatants who have been stationed behind enemy lines here across America in the cities. Enemy combatants who cross the border illegally, disguised as, you know, economic migrants and refugees, actual soldiers, just, you know, military age men with military training, they will be activated if Trump wins. I mean, this is my assessment. This is the most likely thing they're going to do. I don't have a government document that says this. There will be no such document. It'll just happen. And then they will attack the infrastructure that keeps America running, taking down the power grid, taking down the refineries, taking down the food infrastructure, taking down bridges, railroads, ports. I believe they'll also target law enforcement. They'll target police stations and sheriff's offices and so on. And what you're going to end up with is a country taken down by enemy soldiers from within. And this will put Joe Biden, you know, the Biden regime will then be in a state of warfare. They will invoke emergency powers. They will deploy the military domestically. They will say they are fighting the enemy combatants, but what they'll actually be doing is running around assassinating Americans and confiscating weapons from the American people. Just like right now, Joe Biden has issued some statement, oh, we're going to protect the border. No, you're not. You're not going to protect the border. You have no plan to protect the border. They always tell you the opposite of what they're doing. So when they say, oh, we're going to deploy soldiers to stop this, you know, domestic terrorism uprising, what they really mean is they're going to deploy soldiers to kill Americans. That's the point we're at in history. This is going to be a government purge, night of the long knives. And they're going to run around the country assassinating Trump supporters and conservatives and probably influencers and anybody they can kill, because they're going to use the cover of the chaos of the activation day, the purge day, which is going to cause chaos all across the country. In that chaos, they're going to have a lot of cover to carry out any kind of assassinations that they wish. So there will be the same black ops government teams that are currently running around the country setting fire to chicken farms and sabotaging food infrastructure. They're going to be given orders and a list of who to assassinate. That's what's going to happen. And again, under the chaos of this massive, you know, domestic war, they can get away with almost anything they want. And then finally, if that plan doesn't achieve the results they want, I mean, number one, they can never let Trump back into the White House, because Trump has promised he's going to release the Epstein files. Yeah, he's going to declassify them. He's going to release the JFK files. He's going to release the Area 51 UFO files. You know, Trump is essentially promising to go scorched earth on the deep state, just declassify and release all their secret documents, which would be awesome. I mean, you would find out the truth about everything, the faked Apollo missions, the Building 7 controlled demolition operation. I mean, secrets about the assassination of JFK by the deep state, on and on and on. And people's minds would be just blown apart by all of that. And so to protect all those secrets, they can't let Trump get into office. And so one of the very last cards that they have to play, the cabal, is domestic nuclear terrorism. And this is where they take nuclear material that they derive from Russia through the Uranium One contract involving, of course, Hillary Clinton and, you know, a certain senator from Nevada who's no longer a senator and so on. And they take that nuclear material, they build a nuclear bomb out of it, probably just a kind of a crude atomic bomb, not a thermonuclear weapon, that's just too complex, but they build like an atomic bomb, the kind that was dropped on Hiroshima, which is, from a technical standpoint, you know, well within the window of a rogue government agency to carry that out. They won't have any problem doing that. And then they detonate that atomic bomb in maybe they detonate it in nearby Washington, D.C. or something, or Norfolk, Virginia, or someplace. I mean, I don't know where, but they detonate it in order to cause such a crisis that it goes into continuity of government, COG operations at that point. And under COG, you know, Trump is not yet the president in this scenario. Trump hasn't been sworn in. Let's say this is like Christmas 2024. So under COG, then Biden is still the president, you know, the fake president. So the Biden regime stays in power. And then they immediately invoke COG powers, and they halt any kind of changing of the guard. Even though it would be illegal and unconstitutional, they can do whatever they want because they're the tyrants, they have the guns, they have the military. They've got a lot of loyal anti-American traitors in their administration. So they'll do anything to stop Trump, anything. And at this point, it's anybody's guess what happens. I don't know. I pray for peace. I pray that we could just get back to honest elections and let the American people decide who to be their president. But we're so far beyond that with this cabal in power. I mean, they've been rigging elections for as long as we can remember, the midterms too. Of course, they rigged the 2018 midterms. You know, they rigged the 2022 midterms. Congress shouldn't even contain nearly the number of Democrats that it currently does. Same thing with the Senate, because so much of it has been rigged. They just rig it right out in the open, even in the midterms. So I don't know where this is going, but I'm just trying to lay out for you some of the scenarios. And what has shifted now is that even the cabal in power realizes they made a mistake. They can't control this collapse. They thought they could, and it turns out they can't. Now they're just scrambling to try to stay alive as the collapse runs its course. So that's where this is headed. The dollar's going to go to zero. The banking system will collapse. Gold and silver, obviously, are one of the most important solutions in all of this. Let me give you our two sponsors in that space, if it's right for you. Maybe you need to get food first. I don't know. Maybe you need ammo. Maybe you need to just get out of Dodge. Maybe you need to move to someplace out in the country. Whatever you need to do, get it done. But if gold and silver are right for you, go to metalswithmike.com for gold and silver coins. Or go to verifiedgoldbacks.com if you want the goldback form of gold, which is more divisible. You can get 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in the goldbacks. And on that site, you'll see our lab tests where we've tested the gold and the gold purity, the gold mass that's in the goldbacks. So again, that's metalswithmike.com or verifiedgoldbacks.com. In addition to that, of course, you're going to need food supplies, obviously, healthrangerstore.com for your food supplies. Yes, you're probably going to need backup communications. You know our sponsor in that space is the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. No, SAT123. If you're looking for ammunition, the best site that I've found that compares the pricing and shipping and availability across, I don't know, like 100 ammo sites is called AmmoSeek.com. And they're not a sponsor, but there's someone that I use. And you can go there, AmmoSeek.com. You can put in the cartridge that you're looking for. And even you can sort it by style, like if you want FMJ or you want expanding tips or hunting rounds or whatever. And or like brass versus non-brass casings. You know, you can sort it the way you want it. Get yourself some 9mm self-defense rounds. Get yourself some, you know, 5.56 rounds for your AR-15. And, you know, keep it legal, obviously. I think if you're in California, you have to have ammo shipped to your FFL. How crazy is that? But whatever, you know, you have to abide by local laws, but get yourself squared away on the ammo front, emergency medicine, emergency food, emergency money, which is gold and silver, emergency comms, and understand that we are now in the downfall phase. The Republic will not be saved. Not, I mean, it may be rebuilt, but no one's going to be able to stop this controlled demolition. Well, I should say uncontrolled demolition at this point. Uncontrollable demolition. So it's going to go down. You're going to find yourself living in an environment where there's no electricity, there's no food, there's no fuel, there's no supply chain, and there's no rule of law, there's no 911, there's no cell service, there's no power grid. Okay, I'm warning you now, this is coming. And probably you won't even be able to get updates from me when that day happens, either because the internet's down or all of our sites were seized by the State Department or who knows what. Who knows what? I mean, I guess if they seize all our websites, then I'll just say, well, I guess I'm just going to plant trees. You know, if that happens, that's what I'll just focus on my chickens and my goats and just like plant some trees, you know, double check the lubrication on the rifle for the zombie hordes or whatever. I guess we got to ride this thing out. That's all I can do. I've done everything I can to try to warn you ahead of time. Try to warn everybody. Some people listen, some people don't. Those who don't probably won't make it. And it's going to be the darkest hour of our lifetimes and perhaps in the history of our country. This is going to be worse than the Civil War. It's not going to be North versus South. It's going to be America being destroyed by enemy combatants from within, maybe a million of them. Who knows? So get ready for all this, folks. Get ready. This is not, I'm not trying to black pill you. This is not hyperbole. This is a straight up warning of where things are going. So thank you for listening. Share if you can. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now, for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight
to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.